cheese implies only that if the mezuzim come before the gmadim, then there is no initial sum. Only the mezuzim come and amazim, the nizumim, after the nidim was nigmadim. There's the pshat and there's nothing. So then the Gemara says, Tani, the Rebbe in the Aloya of the Marogi, Hogi in the Rogi, Omarogi, Omarogi, Ma, Lafka Rachimo. I mean, why you say that Hogi in the Rogi? Isn't it Karachimo? If Loya were just there was just a conspiracy, an attempt to be here again. So there is an Einish when the attempt was, when the attempt was completely implemented and consummated, the certain issue of life. Lachka Rachimu. Omaleil Naditome Rabbeinu Shinei Shinadin. Titani, how do we know in Einish Radin? Titani Eish Hashirika Hasachis Basol Basibei Eilu Basol Shalei Basazimi U Basimu Shalei Basazimi Basimu Basazimi Tnayin Tamim Hasachis Gilo Achali Eimaris Libidin Yonash Basol Shalei Basimei U Basimu Shalei Basazimi Basol Basimei Kolskun Holomari Vishnei Shmadin, because the Torah spells out that Achis Basazimi Heavy Sister Only Basazimi. So it's high, of course. Achei say, Basimei, not of if he's also high. Then there's an extra passage that says that if he's, she's both, Achei say, Basimei is also high. So the question is, why do the Torah have to mention a separate passage that he's higher, even when she's both? We have a passage that Hefi's sister, Achei say, Basimei is high. We have another passage that Hefi's sister, Achei say, Basimei is high. So it's Kavachina. Yes, we're on the money. Why did the Torah have to spell it out? The Torah spells it out to advise us that only here is chai, because the Torah spells out. But if the Torah did not spell it out, I couldn't be mechayiv. But it's kawachina. We cannot be mechayiv misi, a person on the basis of kawachina. On the basis of kawachina. That's the Gemara. Now, let's see a lechna achra. Merad ze sheyidolov v'haka chuzmu eilu nerogim nadin shenema kashozomem la'aseis v'adayim liyosu v'idov azemim v'akabon avon loko ze sheyidolov is like. So Rambam says that even by Malkis we don't apply the aloha of kashozomem v'loi kashoz V'chei nimyotza amon miyadzeh liyadzeh beidushon chizel liboreh from Shalmon. Just because of Shechazor, but the Rambam is a big achidish. Not only Bamome, but there it is very simple to understand why it's not considered Russia, because it can be restored. But in Malkis, it cannot be restored. We still say that it's chayev, and we don't apply the aloche of Kashozon and Kashos. So, there is a Reb Chaim Staretz, and that Reb Chaim Staretz is very mefusim in all the yeshivas, but I'm sorry, the Reb Chaim is quoted incorrectly. The way they all mention it in all the yeshivas, he's quoted incorrectly. Yeah, I don't know whether you saw, I mean, in the Torah by people, and even by some of the yeshivas, they mention Reb Chaim, they close it. And the sailor Reb Chaim says that the reason is to why by Malkis we don't apply the aloha kashasom and kashasom, even when the azomah takes place after the meeting that Malkis, because if the eidim on his name, so it isn't true, he wasn't chayv Malkis, so it's Stam Schmitz, it's not Malkis, it's Stam Schmitz, but that doesn't make sense, Stam Schmitz, so Misa too. Sistam Gehaget, I mean, why is it Stam Schmitz? So the answer is, truly Sistam Gehaget. Of course, if the Amizim, that means he wasn't Michal Shabbos, he wasn't even Abizore, he didn't kill, he's an innocent person. So Mimele, what he got was not, does not have Mrs. Halisha, Mrs. Besden. He says Halisha, Mrs. Besden, if he's hired, but if he's innocent, you know, and still we have Allah Kazomatash also, why shouldn't we say it Ligamim Alkastu? This is not what the Chaim says. He doesn't say it at all. I don't know why. They all mention here of Chaim Stam Schmitz. No, that doesn't make sense. The Chaim says something else. The Chaim says, because by Malkes there is a special aloha of the Nikla Achicha Reinecha. So Malkes has to be done by best. Doesn't mean it's not a Chiddush of Yufay that the Dayonim have to hit him. So there is Shlia best. He's a policeman. But it's done by best. It has to be done Bifnei best. Misa does not have to be done Bifnei Bez, in the country. This Askele was quite a distance from the place of Bez. And Bez doesn't even see when the person is executed. Yadoidim Tiru Rav Sheino, but Bez is not present. So it's true that when a person is executed, so the Kiyum Mitzvah is done, is attributed to Bez, because it's done all to Bez. But it doesn't require Ma'aseh Bez. It is done by the Eidim, without Bez being present, and by Tzeach, it's done by the Gel Adam. It's not a Ma'aseh Bez. Mashein came by Malkes, there is Aloha v'nikla achicha l'inecha. So it has to be done b'fnei Bez, and if it will not be done b'fnei Bez, even al pi Bez, but not in the presence of Bezin, so it's not Malkes. So Mimele, that means that the Bezin, it's a Ma'aseh Bezin, the Malkes. It's a Ma'aseh Bezin. It's considered that Bezin is out of Malkes. It's not a Mitzvah Shebi Gufay that Bezin Mamash has to hit him. So there's a Shlia Bezin. But it's a Ma'aseh Bezin in the sense that Bezin has to give the Malkes. Mitzvah doesn't have to. But Bezin is not even allowed. So Mele Reb Chaim says, if he's Nizen, so Mele it's not V'nikla Achicha L'inecha. So then Bezin doesn't have jurisdiction. When is Bezin distinguished from many other people? If Bezin has jurisdiction. But if Bezin doesn't have jurisdiction, so Bezin is like strangers. They can be the Bezin HaGadol themselves. But if they don't have jurisdiction, so they don't have a Chalishim Bezin. They have a Chalishim Bezin when they have a jurisdiction of a certain case. So Mele, since the Aloche, the Kiyum of Malkes, is Aloche of the Nikloche Cholinecho, and then the Akama Aloche, as the Mishnah Marcus mentions, suppose they put him on Amud to be Malkim, and then something happened to him out of the embarrassment, so he passed water. So the Allah is that he's potter of Malkes. That in itself is Malkes. That in itself is Malkes. It's not that he's potter. Furthermore, suppose they put him for Malkes, and then he stood up and ran away. He's also potter of Malkes. Why? Because Malkes is considered fulfilled. So it doesn't have to be mamish Malkes, as long as there is a nikla because of Malkes. So if he was put on Amud, they laid him down for Malkes, and then he escaped, so he also was embarrassed because of the Malkes. If he runs away before he's put on Amud, then it's the Vinukri has nothing to do with the Malkes. But after he was laid down, Al Amut, to get the Malkes, he escapes. So he's better. So in other words, so it's Alocha v'nikla achicholinecho. Since it's Alocha v'nikla achicholinecho, so if he did, if the Amizen, so Bezin doesn't have any jurisdiction over him. So it's not between Bezin. It's not Bifnei Bezin. This is what Reb Chaim says. It's Stam Schmitz. But it's not Bifnei Bezin. All right. That's Reb Chaim starts. That's Reb Chaim starts. It sounds egoic-like. It is egoic-like. That's probably, the only Reb Chaim that is a going like. That's why certain yeshivas adopted this Reb Chaim more than any other Reb Chaim, because it's a going like. But it's not the way they repeat Reb Chaim. They say Reb Chaim says Stam Schmitz. No, there's no Stam. There's no such thing as Stam Schmitz. So it's Stam Gehalge too, because it's a halacha of the Nebezin. So if he didn't do the Aveira, he didn't eat Nebezin, so Bezin has no jurisdiction. So it's like getting Malkus in the presence of these outsiders, not Bezin. Bezin doesn't mean Bezin. In general, they are Bezin. It means they have to act as a Bezin in this particular case. He didn't do it. They have no jurisdiction. They thought they have jurisdiction, but Klapishmai is Galia, they have no jurisdiction. They're not a Bezin. So it's not the Mikla Achich Olinach. This is what Reb Chaim says. Now, then the question is, there's a kash. Reb Chaim himself has that kash. Monefshach. If by Malkus, so if they are Nizim, it's not true. So there is no Malkus, so it's never kasher also, so it should never be kasher zamam either. Kasher zamam means zamam lasis. But if somebody will be zamam to do something that can never be implemented, so it's not zamam. When two edim come and say, Ruvain was mechal Shabbos, he's chayev mise, so it could be implemented. Let's say he'll get a mise. But if it is such an edes that even when it's implemented, it's only appears to be implemented. It's not implemented because it's not with Nebezin, so it's not Zomam either. So Reb Chaim says that's the Pashut. As far as also is concerned, so we have to consider it from the objective perspective, whether the Mitzvah is objectively it is also not. As far as Zomam is concerned, we do not have to consider it for objectively, but only subjectively. If according to the Eides it is a man, so then it's considered a man. The Raya is, Midimon will be clean, he should be kush, it's an excellent Raya. Midimon will be clean, he should be kush, ben chlutza. Eimimim, yosin ze ben kush, ben chlutza. Why? Kasher Zomam, because Vasisam Loivel Elizar. So it's also a kosuf. If we didn't have the a kosuf of Vasisam Loivel Elizar, so then the halacha would be, if we didn't have the a kosuf of Vasisam Loivel Elizar, so then the halacha would be to Edim come and say that Ruvain is Ben Chusha Ben Chutzo, and then Bezdin Paskins that he is Ben Chusha Ben Chutzo, so there's the Gmardin. So, and then Eidim come and Amazimim, so the Eidim Hamizumim would become Chloe. How could they become Chloe? So Rashi, there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Ritvo in Marcus. Rashi says, suppose we didn't have Exeros HaKosuf of Asisam Moivol Zar, so then we would apply Vasisam Moit HaShazon Vasyochiv to Eidim and Kushim Echusos. What would we say? That the Eidim, the Eidim Shekhea, become Chlor. Rashi says, if the Eidim are Kehanim. So then, without the Gerus HaKosuf, they will become Chlor. But suppose the Eidim are not Kehanim, then without three Kosuf, the Gerus HaKosuf, how could they become Chlor? In Tzver Mistaber, what Rashi says? Rashi says it in Magif. Only the Hinkhanim, but if they are not Khanim, without the Gerus HaKosuf, the whole Chalishem Cholol is Mishpachas Khanim Shinschal. It's not Chayach, it doesn't make sense. the Ritva is chelik. Well, the Ritva has to be explained, it's not our Indian. The Ritva says, if there hadn't been a Zeres HaKosov, so then, on the basis of Kasher Zaman, there could be Psul Chlalus even in Nonkan. In other words, only it can take effect only in Kehanim, Machmas, Bias Asuras, but Machmas Yiddish Eker. It can take effect even by a non-Kehan Mishpach. Oh, it's another. So the question is this. Now, everybody agrees that by Yiddish and Kushab Mechlutso, so we can't apply the Aloha Kashazon and Kashos. Because otherwise, so the whole mitzias of Eidi ben Kushab Nechlutz of Azomah without the Kesakos could not even be visualized. Because if the Azomah takes place before Gnadin, so then there is no Gnazom. And so when can it take place? If the Azomah takes place after Gnadin, before the execution, Mashiach came by Gnadin of Chol. So the Gmadin itself is the execution. What else is there? In other words, there's the execution. So the question is, why do we have to resort to Xeres HaKosov of Asisam Noibul Izara? It's always Kasharoso. The answer is, as here is certainly not Kasharoso, because if they are in the Shekia, so is the Nidna Chol, the only people only talking as a Chol, but Klapishmai is Gali is a kosher, so it's never kosher also. So then so you can have this in kosher, so really it's never kosher zaman either, because kosher zaman means they contemplate to do something that if it had been implemented it would have been done. But if it is a case that even if the thing they contemplate to do would, even if it had been implemented, it wouldn't really objectively have been implemented. It would only be a mitzvah, just a nice story, a mitzishama. So mainly it's not Zalam either. So again, why do we have to resort to Xeres HaKosov of Asisam Leilei Zare? It's never Kasher Zoso and it's never Kasher Zoma. The answer is, so we see from this Mishnah that as far as the determination of Kasharosa is concerned, so it has to be considered from the objective perspective. But as far as the determination of Kasharosa is concerned, it has to be determined not from the objective perspective, but from the subjective perspective. According to the Eidus, on its face, true or not true, we have to assume it's true. So, according, subjectively, so it is Anna. It is Anna. Objectively not. So the same thing is true of Malchus. Malchus, as far as Kasharoso and Kasharoso is concerned, so it's never also. Because if it's an 80 shekel, so it's not Bichni Bezd. Bezd has no jurisdiction. They don't even have a Chalation Bezd. Doesn't have jurisdiction if he did have it, but if he's not chayev, an innocent person, does Bezdin have jurisdiction over every Jew? Bezdin has jurisdiction over certain people. Chayev, certain Amish, so Bezdin has jurisdiction. But if you check out, so Bezdin has no jurisdiction over them. It's not Bifnei Bezdin. But then you ask, so it wouldn't be Kasher Zaman either. The answer is, as far as the determination of Kasher Zaman is concerned, it has to be made from the subjective perspective. But as far as the determination of Lo Kasharoso is concerned, that has to be made from the objective perspective. All right, that's Rav Chaim Staretz. Now, but then, the Rav Amiri Amakis, I don't think that the Amiri Amakis had been out at the time, the days of Rav Chaim. That was found later. So the Rav Amiri Amakis mentions the Shitas Rambam, and he explains the difference. Very pleasant difference. He says the Rambam Shita is the Rambam Shita is that we cannot apply the halacha of kasher zomer v'lo kasher osho l'gabi malchus altogether, because the Gemara, the Mishnah says, in a gimzim narodin at she gomer adin, shay atzdukim eimim at she oik, shenema nefesh nachas nefesh, says atzdukim. So they said just the reverse, that not only kasher osho, hog is narodin. It's only narodin if it's hog. If it's low hog, just need madina, it's a narodin. Because the Torah says nefesh nachas nefesh, omrim chachomim dalek vonema, vasis only kasher zom rasis leochiv, vareochiv kaya. So the whole halacha of kasher zomer v'lo kasher osho is based upon the fact, because the Torah says that hazomer is only meted out if the ochiv is kayam. If it's hog, the ochiv is not kayam, that's shayach gabi mise, but gabi malchus is not shayach. Gabi malchus is not shayach. What's not? That's how the Miri explains the shite of the Rambam. It's a very good explanation. So what's nafkamine, the practical nafkamine, between the Meiri's explanation of the Rambam and the Chaim's explanation of the Rambam? The practical nafkamine would be in regard to Boris. Like Boris, there is a special halacha that Einemrim, Nidmono Bishplaini Shuchayet Vigoyz, Einemrim Yigoz Etacht of Aleika Aboy, Aleika Aboy. Alright, so, but so you could say, so you really couldn't mention that nafkamine, because it's not relevant, because there is halacha that the whole inish of kasher zomer does not apply to goles altogether. So the nafkamine would be if there hadn't been a gzeras hakosuf, or a gzeras hakosuf that by goles it doesn't apply. How do I know that me that who you got achtov, him you got achtov, me nana mele, oma reshlokish, dama kho, hu yonu salacha sorim, hu velo zemim. Hu velo zemim, so it's a kosh. Just to have your sakosh, you got to go shimu chlutze, as the moon is away, so we are having your sakosh of hu velo zemim, so it's a sakosh. So mele it's not negay, but it is still negay. It is still having. There is a machlekes v'shem. The goles in Emrim, case of the Eidim Nasen Zeinim, the Eidim Ono Bishplenim, Shu Ben Grusho Ibn Achlutso. In Emrim Yos is a Ben Grusho Ibn Achlutso Tachtof. Leika Aboy, the Eidim Ono Bishplenim, Shu Chayev Ligleis, in Emrim Yigla is a Tachtof, Leika Aboy. So Malkus he gets. What's the Malkus? What is the Mechayev of Malkus? Is the Malkus, the Mechayev of Malkus, like any other love? Lissane. Lissane Beracho. So, but you ask, but Lissane is Lafshin B'maise, but here there is Malkus for Lissane. Lissane is an exception. Or the Malkus is, that's a Mechayev we say because of Lissane. So then, the Mechayev is the love. Like Yidin Nevela, love. And the Nevela is to apply even without the Zom. Suppose, Hazomah means only if two Muslims say monies. But suppose, let's say, Ligabir Tzir, two Eidim will testify that Huvin Kirchin. And then Shimon will do, and Bezdin will be Gimadin. Reuven is then, without Eidim, coming to Bezdin and saying Imono Yisem to the Eidim who testified that Reuven to Shimon, but Shimon will surprise everybody and will show up in Bezdin. Bo'ogradov. So we know each other. We know each other, but there is no Azamah, so it's a Gemara. No, there is no Inish of Azamah. Inish of Azamah is only when it's Nikrash for HaGodes Eidus. But if it's Nikrash because Bohol Beraglov Shimon showed up in Bezdin, then there is no Inish of Azamah. But if now, so suppose Meidim Ono Bishplaini, Shu chayav ligleis. Why is a chayav ligleis? Because they will specify Ruvain killed Shimon b'Sheyek. They were on a forest together and they was chopping wood, so then it fell, a branch fell upon Shimon and killed Shimon. And then no Edim on Azman. But then Shimon, which happened best, he's alive. So we know that it's not true. Will he get Malkus or not? So according to the Rishayim, the Tleika Abuin, the Malkus has nothing to do with the parsha of Kasher Zomer. It's Malkus like for eating the veil, for eating Tleif. So no, it doesn't make any difference how Bez knows that the Edim are the Sheker. Whether they know it through Hazomer or they know it because they're all the Rabbis. What difference does it make? But if we say, but the Arishayim who say no, that the Mechayev is not Lishane. For Lishane there is no Malkus because it's a Lafshein Lemais. But the Malkus is because of the powers of Kasher Zomer. But less Kasher Zomer, but it's not Kasher Zomer as Lachi. Then say, there's the Gzeres HaKosuf. That the Kasher Zomer is fulfilled not in an inexact way. We have something like that in case of Paskein Shizinsa. So the Lachi is, if he Paskein and Aruse is Mizane, Paskein is Mizane, so this is, so then she gets safe, but he doesn't get safe, he gets chenek. So so the question is, suppose the Edim are Anizim, they testified that one was Mizane with Baskein and Aruse. So then the Anizim, so what image do the Edim get? The Mise that they try to be Mechayev, the Baskein or the Mizane, the Beyot. So the Alochi is Leochi v'lo Lachis. But there is no doubt that when Bezdin meets how the Inish of Leochi, so it's meted out how to deen Ligabe the Zomam against the Baal too. So that even though it's not mamish the same way, they wanted to meet out Chenek or Skile, I mean, it all depends, I mean, when he, according to David's, the Aveir is done, so, and to the Ochiv, and they get Chenek, but it's considered the fulfillment of the Zomam lay, I mean, the Zomam, I mean, in the country, I mean, he doesn't get the Ochiv or Achaisi, so he'll get Chenek or Skile, not Sreife. So, but it will be considered the fulfillment of Kasher Zomer to the Baskein also. So maybe here the Gzeres HaKosuf is that when Edim say, Midnon Bishkin Shmuku Shmuku Chutzo, or that he's Chayev Goles, so then he gets Malkus, he doesn't get Goles, they don't become Halolim, but this is in lieu of the Zomer Aslach. But in case of all the Raglof, you won't get Malkus. So there is a Machlokes Rishonim on that. Some Mele, called the Loshna Rambam is that it's not for Lisani, but it's for the parish of Hazome. The Mele, in the case of all the Raglof, they wouldn't get Malkus. The Loshna Rambam indicates that way. Rambam Perkhof Mechassidus Halacha Ches says, Eidim Sheyidu Alechot V'yoshiyu Resha Sheim V'loi Malkes V'loi Mise V'loi Chiv Momen V'hakach Rizmu Harei Leikin Afal Pishal Izomu Mulahal Kise V'loi Lechai V'momen Kisat Yidu Al Kerem Shulchoro Kigeim Sheyidu Bifameinu Nizgar Shoyimei Nachwitzo, be more complaining, be inni, the Husmo, Hare, Game Lake, the Haini, Idu, Alodom, Shaha, Bishboga, the Husmo, Lake in the Game, the Idu, Al Shere, שהורת הנפש ויוזמו הרי עם ריקים ומשלמו סקיפה העידו אלף שמינקה בו ודברי ויוזמו ריקים. So the Gemara mentions only four cases, but then the Rambam says והרבה דברים האלו מפי הקבורי. So the Rambam limits את הרבה דבר. If it had been on the basis of Isana, it's not to be limited to about Varon, but any case of Yishakar, why does it limit it to about Varon? Kach kibu chachomim, sheshnayim, sheyoshio es hatzadik, vizdiko es harosha beidusom, ubo oidem achirim vizimum, vizdiko es hatzadik, vizdiko es harosha, hareidim orishenim leikim, afropisha leyoshio hatzadik laotesei, אבל אם יעידו עליו שאוכל בוסו בחולו ושלא השטנס הרי ריקים משום שנאמר ועשיס לנו את השזון עברת. So, from the, anyway, it's מחלקת השני. מחלקת השני, some רשנים say that the מלכס באי די קולוס and באי די קושה חוצו is מצד פרש of כשזון עברת, even though it's not realized the exact way they contemplate it. So it's like so it's considered a fulfillment even with the Achesi too by meeting out the image they contemplated against the Achiv, against the Achiv. And some of the Shemim say no, it's Mitzad Mitzad Lissani. So Mele Nachkimine be another Nachkimine. I said what's the Nachkimine between Rav Chaim's explanation and the Rambam, that it, because it's never Kasher Zama. It's like the even Koshek and Chlusso. It's never Kasher Zama. Because if they are really Sheker, so they are not Chayolim. They just, people thought they are Chayolim. So you have to, they didn't get Malkis, because Malkis by definition doesn't mean Malkis. It means V'nikla Achicha Lifnei Bezd. It wasn't Nikla Achicha Lifnei Bezd. It's before three strangers, three Jews, not Bezd. Some Mele, it's never Kasher also. It's never kasher also. It's never kasher also by Eidi Malkis. How would it be by Eidi Golis? So they get Malkis. And according to some Rishenim, the Malkis involves a kiyum, a fulfillment of kasher zonah v'aslach, even though it's not the exact way they contemplated. They contemplated an inish of Golis against the Eden, and what they get is an inish of Malkis. So this is in lieu of the inish of Kasher Zama. It's in lieu of. Suppose two Eidim who testify that Reuven killed Shimon b'Sheilik, and based in Sanhedrin would begin a dinei le Golis, and then he went to Golis after he had been in Golis, in the Remiklat, for a long time. Two Eidim show up and amazed him. So, the Eidim certainly couldn't get Malkis. The Eidim certainly couldn't get Malkis. That's out of, I mean, couldn't get Golis, out of the question. Who Yonus? Who will I save him? So he couldn't get Golis. But they get Malkis. According to the Rishenim who say, Eleka Abayim is because of Lisane. So it doesn't make any difference. Zoma Mosa. Even by Hobo, he would get Malkis. Mashenkin, according to Rishenim, that the Malkis is not because of the love of Lisane, but the Malkis is because of the parasha of Kasher Zoma. If it's but even though the inish that they will get will not be the same inish that they contemplated to meet out against the Nidin, but that will be in lieu of it. But if according to Reb Chaim's Teretz and Rambam, that the reason is to lie by Malkis. So we don't apply the halacha kazona kasherosa because it's never kasherosa. Because if the Eidim are really shekels and the Mele, it's not Nikolas Lichalein Lach. But by Malkis, it is kasherosa. By Golis, it is kasherosa. Golis does not require Bifnei Bezdin. So it's like Nis. Some Mele, and assuming that the Malkis is in lieu of kasherosa, But in other words, even though the Kasha Zama is realized not in the exact way, but as the Gzeres HaKosov, so mainly we have to apply the Halacha Kasha Zama Veloy Kasha Oso. If the Zama takes place against the Eidi Goles, after he went to the Nidin, went to the Miklot, so he doesn't even get Malchus either. But according to the Miurus explanation, Rambam, that the reason is to why by Malchus we don't apply the Halacha of Kasha Zama or Kasha Oso is not because it's never Kasha Oso, but the time is because the whole Halacha of Kasha Zama or Kasha Oso only applies to Misa where the Ochiv is not Kalam. But in case of an Enesh or the Ochiv is Kayam, then there is no Gzeres HaKosuv of Kasha Zama or Kasha Oso. So here is also Ochiv Kayam. Here is also a kind, so you'll be able to get Malchus. So that will be big nafkamine, whether we say like a Primeki explains the Rambam, or like the Miri explains the Rambam. Now, I would like to point out one thing. The Rivor says, Eidim Zeinim, Pirish Rivo, Dafimu Shirim al Pir Eidim Zeinim, Chayori, Dilishaya Binomin Kashazomam, Veloi Kashoso, Devshib Hazor. So the first thing is, why does the Rivo and the Ri discuss it here? Here it's only Agavuch, it's not the Yin of the Zeinim. You should have mentioned that in Makis, that's the place. Why here? Just because you mentioned Eidim Zeinim. So discusses it, it's not relevant here. The answer is, and that's mentioned in the Betis, the Rivor deduced the Raya that by Mizemim we don't apply the Halacha of Kazoma Kashoso, because Rebchia mentions it among the Chavdala Dovis Nizikim, so the Kashi is, and some Rishenim in Shunk Betis says the Kashi. How can Mizemim be mentioned as one as a Mazik? In view of the fact that there is Halacha Kashazom HaKashar Oso, so in the Kashe, many Rishonim assumed like Rabbi Nirosom holds it Ayyub the Emes, that if Shirim Alpia Adim Zeyumim, so then there is no Chiyuv of Kashazom HaKashar Oso, even though it's Efshe B'Chazorah, but it's still considered Oso, even though it's Efshe B'Chazorah. So the question is, how, all right, all the other mazikim, Ganev, Gazlan, Enes, Mifat, is a mazik, was mechasam on it. But here, by the Mzeim Manefshech, the only case where it was mechasam on it, if you already shirim, then you are mechasam on it. But if you already shirim, then there is no chir of the Mzeim. So when is there a chir of the Mzeim, when is shirim? So it's not a mazik, it's only a machshav, an attempt to be a mazik. Why does Rebchia mention it in Zimini, in the Mount of Tower, in Zimmelefsha? If it's Lacha Shishirem, there is no Chiyo in Zim. Kirim Shishirem, what kind of a Mazik is? He's not a Mazik altogether. So Rabbi Nosson says, Kirim Shishirem, but he's still considered a Mazik. The fact that he tried, but the Rivo and the Ri don't take a proof of that. In other words, if we are going to assume that in case of Shirim, there is no Inish of Azome, so Mele Rabchia couldn't mention him among the Chavdal of Nizik. The fact that Rabchia mentions it among the Chavdal of Nizik indicates that there is a Chir of Azome even after Shirim, then there is a Chisom. So that's why they mention it here. So the question, not in Marcus, because in Marcus they have no Raya. They have a Raya to a Din Marcus, to certain Alochi Makis from Birgimor, but from Makis they have no right. That's why they both mentioned here. Now, so there is the Rivor and the Ri agree, but the Rivor says that the reason as to why I feel Shirim is Mishalim is because it's never also. It's still Rama, because Efshem Chazor. In other words, also means if it's irreversibly also. But suppose it's also, but it's reversible, then it's not us. And the Ri says another time, not because it's reversible from melee, it's not us. Even if it's reversible, it still is us. But the reason is because Gabi Momen is ancient Nadi. Is ancient Nadi. I think that the Rivo and the Ri discuss two separate Nechayim. The Gemara says, let's see the Gemara in Marcus. Otherwise, the whole Gemara is difficult. All the same mention exists, Hakosu, even though the expression is not spelled out in the Gemara. Kasher, is the one of the Kasher, all the same mention it, so we can accept it. All the same mention. So the research exists, Hakosu, of Kasher, is the one of the Kasher. Then the Gemara is a whole sugya, ancient Adin, ancient Adin. Why discuss whether ancient Adin or ancient Adin? So there is no kasher. The Gemara says the reason is why hogin rogin because an ish madin and suppose an ish madin. But here there is a sakosuf kasher kasher. So what do we say? The reason why there is a kasher kasher kasher. So why do all the shirim mention kasher zomim kasher? All the shirim mention it. Rashi, Tesfos, Rambam, Ramban, Ritvo. All mention it. So that is very strange. So why does the Gemara have to resort to ancient Adi? The answer is, it's a question of two Mechayim. First of all, there is the Mechayim of Zaman. Zaman. So in the case, some melee, we have to resort to exercise a kosuf of Kasher Zaman with Kasher Osa. Because if there hadn't been Gzeras HaKosuf of Kasher Zaman v'Kasher Oso, so every time two Eidim testify that Reuven is Chayav Mise, and then Bezdin is given a din in Reuven and Mise, and then Bezdin has him executed, and then Eidim after the execution, Eidim Amazim, so the Eidim Hanizumim should be Chayav Mise Mitzad the Zoma. But what you'll say is already also. So what is already also? Yes, the Chomo Simon. In other words, the execution wipes out the conspiracy. The conspiracy is still there, in spite of the fact that it was already implemented. So it is implemented. The implementation of the conspiracy wipes out the conspiracy. May I have that wouldn't be reasonable at all. So there should be a chiyuv. They should be in Chuyav Mise for the conspiracy, for the Zoma. So we have Exodus HaKosov. Whenever the conspiracy is implemented, they are not Chuyav Mise for the conspiracy. Kasher Zoma or Kasher. What's the time? Don't ask any questions. It's Exodus HaKosov. Kasher Zoma or Kasher. You want them to be hired for conspiring to kill the Nidin? If the conspiracy was already implemented, they are not Chayav Mise for the conspiracy, for the Zoma. But then, if the halacha had been ancient Nadin, so then we could deduce the Kalachimah that there should be another Mechayav. Though also, not for the conspiring to kill him, but for killing him, for implementing the conspiracy. So if we said, so the question was, all the Rishonim mentioned is special Gzeras HaKosuf, Kasher Zaman v'lo Kasher Oso, so why does the Gemara have to have recourse to the whole lomdes of an ancient Adin? Let's say ancient Adin. Gzeras HaKosuf, Kasher Zaman v'lo Kasher Oso, finished. No Kashers. The answer is there are two Mechayev. One Mechayev is the Zaman. So, and every time when it's Orgu, so yes, mono. So the implementation of the Zaman does not wipe out the Zaman. The Zaman is still there, but it was implemented. So let them be chayav mise for the Zaman. So we have a Gzeras HaKosuf there is no chiv misa for the zamam if the zamam was already implemented. There is a zamam sakosin for the kashim mentioned. Kashim zamam le kashim. But then there's another kash. True, he cannot be mechuyev misa for the zamam. Let him be mechuyev misa for the avera of the osa. The osa. Why? Because the kalachim. If the avera of zamam to kill is mechayev misa, the avera of osa to kill certainly is mechayev misa. So then we say in Shinadin. So that means that these two separate questions. So you can't ask, why does the Gemara have to resort to the does he and when does he and one second is sa meida gab mechuyev ben akone bidun mechayev shel chaveri ve ochle shul chayev shefam mischayev bidmeida kodim shiyavu is acheret. In other words, somebody steals chayev, he wants to take it away from himself, he's a ganef, a gazlet, and then he eats it up. So we don't say kom yom the rabnei because he became mechuyev as a ganef, as a gazlet at the time of that day. Even if he wouldn't eat it, he would be mechayev. Suppose it would be never made of, he would also be chayev. He just happened to eat it. And then when he ate it, he becomes a chayev misa. So there is no connection between the two. Mash'enkin, here, b'minaseich, so Sova Shmuel, hadbei tzeich misa chitfei, the efshal misa b'loi agboi. Avol hosom, efshal achile b'loi agboi. B'loi agboi. So as far as the chayev of chayev is concerned, so that is efshar without a boy. Mashein kei ligabi boi goch miochir. But here, even though it's possible for him to be menasech and be mechuyev misa without making a boy for a wallet, but then here we have two mechuyevim. One chiyuv is mitzad gazlan and one chiyuv is mitzad mazik. So memoria mitzad mazik, so it's certainly bidne. If we are considering his chiyuv mitzad mazik, it's certainly bidne. When is he mazik? When he's menasik. He's mazik, you see, because over there he stole, he took away the chiyuv. He wanted to take it for himself, not just to be mazik, because he wanted to eat it himself. So it's a real gzeira. But here, when he picked it up, the wine, not menasech, did he want to appropriate his own use? No. So there was a nice gzeira to be mazik, like the Gemara that for the chesn bevakame. I've shot for the other, so then he cannot say, ha-manach tamoch. He cannot say ha-manach tamoch, because he's mechuyev ba'ashove. So the halacha in that Gemara is that if somebody makes a kinyan in a chifetz, in order to mazik it, he's also gazlan. He's also gazlan. So then we have to be mechayevim mitzad gazlan. We have to be mechayevim mitzad gazlan. So meile, since we have to be mechayevim mitzad gazlan, so meile, we have to resort to the mechayev of the Hagbay. Now, I mean, I have to mention a certain Gemara. There is a Gemara in the Rakami. From the end of the Amit, Samachim Dalek. Doma Rabbe, how man the Gozel Chvita the Hamra Mechavre, Mikore Shav Yezuse, Filipsif Shav Yedalet Zuse, Tavro Mishasio Mishalem Dalet, Itla Memoila Mishalem Zuse. If somebody guzzled a chovies wine from his friend, at the time of the Gzeila it was worth 1 zuz. At the time of Tashlumim, of so then it is worth 4 zuz. So if he broke it, or he broke it.
He stole it at the right time.
One second. So then he has to pay Dalit. It was Mimele, if he broke by itself, he only paid 1 zuz. Because Kol HaGazlonim Mishalmim G'shalav Zeila. So if somebody is a Gazel, Sechefetz, it's worth 1 zuz, and the time of Amor Bedinim it is 4 zuz, he has to pay only 1 zuz. Because he doesn't do anything after the Maisa Gzeila. And at the time of Maisa Gzeila, it was only worth 1 zuz. But so here too, if he does it, if he did it, so he called Shafi Yosef, Shafi Dalet, Zuzeh, Dalet Zuzeh, Tavri, Shasim, Shalom Dalet, it won Mele, Mishalom. The question is, if it's Tavri, Shasim, Shalom Dalet, does he pay Misad Mazik or Misad Gazlan Dalet? So on that point, there is a machlokes between the Ksis Acheshen and Misibis. The Ksis Acheshen says that he is Mechuyev Misad Mazik, and the Misibis says he is Mechuyev Misad Gazlan. Please let me finish and please do me a favor. So, the Reb Chaim, in the piece of Torah, in Chibur Mazik, it's late, I can't. So the Reb Chaim says like in the Sivas, but he mentions the Raya from the Rambam. First of all, Reb Chaim says that it's a Gemara Mefereshes, like the Nisibes in Bo Metzia. The same Gemara appears in Bo Metzia Daf Lamed Aleph. Mem Dalet, sorry. Daf Mem Dalet Lamed Aleph. Mem Dalet. Just 1 second. Mem Gimel Lamed Aleph. Omer Rabbe, Halman Bidozo Chvite De Chamra Mechavre, Mikol Shavi Zuze, Hashti Shavi Arbo, Tavre Yishasim Shalom Arbo, Itva Memele Mishalom Zuze. My timer, Kibin Di Yise, Hatre Yimore, Beine, Hayi Shaiti Yikoshos Alei, Oy Bikotova Lo Kogozo Mino. So the Gemara emphasized, Hayi Shaiti Yikoshos Alei, Oy Bikotova Lo Kogozo Mino. Kogozo Mino. So Mele, that means that the Yishai Musad Gazlan, if Yishai, as the Ksei says, Musad Mazik, why does the Gemara have to say Kogozo Mino? Komazikot. And then the Rambam in Hilchos Neiveh says, in Perek Aleph Hilchos Neiveh, Rabbi mentions that Ligabe Gazlan, all right, Gazlan pays only Karen. So you can say he's Mechuyev Misad Mazik, as the Ksei says. But the Rambam mentions it in Perek Aleph Hilchos Neiveh, Gabe Ganef, that if a Ganef stole a Chob Yishal Yayin, so Bishaz Neiveh it was worth his use. And then later on it's worth Dalet Zuz. So it from a Mele, he pays a Zuz. But a Tavre Shasye, he pays careful Dalet Zuz. A Mazik doesn't pay careful. Since the Rambam mentions Rabbi's Din Ligabi Ganef too, and he says he pays careful Dalet Zuz. So it's a Rai Mefereshes like the Nisiris. But the Chidusha Aram in Sanhedrin, in Perik Nigmar Adin, in the Sukye of Bob Machteres, it's mashma from Chidush Aran, like the Ksis. But from the Rambam, she takes Mifuresh, like the Nisibis. The Tavril Shasye is Chayev Mitzad Gazlan, and Mir by Ganef, he's Chayev Mitzad Ganef. If he's a Gazlan, so he's Chayev Mitzad Ganef, Tavril Shasye. If he's a Gazlan, he's Chayev Mitzad Gazlan. If he's a Ganef, he's Chayev Mitzad Ganef. Why? So Reb Chaim mentions this Gemara of Tzadik Ches. Hanmir Da'adi Adui, Avol Shokle, Sasha Vebel Nevad, and you cannot tell him a Manach Kamoch, because Manach Kamoch is Shalom HaMazik, there is no fear of Hashove. Gazlan is Hashove, you cannot say Manach Kamoch. So what kind of halacha is mentioned here? That if a person, if a gazla, if a person takes a chayfetz, in order to mazik it, he doesn't want to use it, but he hates the other person so much, so he takes his chayfetz in order to mazik it, in order to destroy it. He is not interested in appropriating to his own use. So he's also a gazla. Why? Because the halacha of Rabbi is So the halacha is that when a ganav or a gazlan is mazik the chifetz ha-ganav, the chifetz ha-gozel, so the ma'aseh gzeila is considered as a repetition of the act of gzeila. It's special halacha in gazlan. That like this, that if a gazlan, like this, a gazlan has to make a kinyan. But if a gazlan made a kinyan, and then he's maziket, so the hezek is considered like a duplication, a repetition of the act of gzeila. If he's a gazlan, so it's considered like a duplication, a repetition of the act of gzeila. 1 second. But, and if he's a ganav, it's considered like a duplication or repetition of the act of neve. So Mimela, that's why the Gemara says that Tzadik Ches, that if somebody takes the madre from his friend's hand in order to throw it into the Yamagodo, so he's also a gazlan. Because suppose he would take the madre in order to appropriate it to his own use, and then he would decide to throw it away. So then it would be considered as a duplication and a repetition of the act of zeira. Some mele, when you take amunas l'gzeira, when you take amunas l'hazik, is considered l'kich amunas l'gzeira. In order to be chayvus at gazlan, you have to take amunas l'gzeira. If you take shalei amunas l'gzeira, but only if the likicha is amunas l'gzeira. But the question is, when you take out the mabeya in order to throw it into the yam, it's not amunas l'gzeira, it's amunas l'hazik. The answer is no, it is amunas l'gzeira. Because of tavo rishasim shalom dalot hayi shaiti rudiko gazlan minei. So in other words, when it gazlan is mazik the chayfetz ha-gozel, it's a duplication of the act of gzeira. So minele, when at the very outset he takes it, he makes a kinyan in order to be mazik, it's a likicha, it's a kinyan and a slikzer. But he mentions the Pesach mentions Yerushalmi at the beginning of Perik Akinis. So the Mishnah in Akinis says, Hoitzio listim listim chayavim. The halacha is, if listim a gazlan, the gazal say sheya, and then a sheya is mazik. So they have to pay, not the owner of the sheya, but the gazlan, because a gazlan is considered like a bailin midabechi of nizaki. So the Yoshatis was mentioned in the beginning of Akinis, lo yishonu elo kishe yitziu amnas ligzeo, aval yitziu amnas liabeit. So the question is, there is a stira between the halacha is that the gazlan is considered to bali migabechi of nizaki. That's why the Mishnah says, Hoitziu listim chayav, the first Mishnah Akinis. Then Yoshan says, only Yitziu listim amnas ligzeo. They took out the behemoth because they wanted to appropriate the behemoth to their own use. And then they didn't watch the behemoth was mazik, so the listim achai. But suppose the listim took it out from the bailin because they wanted to cause damage to the bailin, but agavuche, the behemoth, as it was walking, was mazik. Then the listim are not chai. Why? Because then they're not gazlonim. Why aren't they gazlonim? Because in order to be a gazlon, you have to take it in order to appropriate it to your own use. And here, they didn't take it out on Nasla Gezlei. They took it out only on Nasla Abde. So, that's not like the Gemara that Tzadik Ches. The Gemara that Tzadik Ches says that even if somebody takes out the coin, not the proteus is unused, but the gold and the yam, the ocean, is also chayav as a gazlan. So Rav Chaim says there is a difference between the case in Borei Kameh and the Yerushalmi case. The case of the Borei Kameh, so he took out the coin in order to be ma'abed the yodayim. So then, since by gazlan there is a locha that hezek the yodayim constitutes a duplication of the act of tzeirah. So when somebody makes a kinyan in the coin, he picks up the coin in order to be ma'abed the yodayim, so it's considered locha maslebezo. Even though it is to perform hezek, but by gazlan, the performance, the commission of the hezek miyadayim is a duplication of the gzeira. Some more is considered lokha masadezo. Mashenken over there, if the listin will take out the behime in order to shoot the behime to be mazim miyadayim to nechaname, but before they manage to shoot it and before the behime dies from the shot, so the behime is mazim, then they would not hear, because since the halacha is that when a gazlan is mazik, so the maisa hezek b'yadayim constitutes a duplication, a repetition of the gzeirah, as if he was gazlat again, he would be higher for the nizok, because he's a gazlan. But here the Yerushalmi says lo yishamo lo sheitzir es habeino al nasle gezo, aber itzi al nasle abdo, it doesn't mean al nasle abdo to shoot it, to kill it, but al nasle abdo that it should get lost by itself, not to do a hezek b'yadayim, but to cause a hezek memele to the behime. So memele, when a gazlan causes a hezek memele to the tachifetz, then he does not duplicate the maisek zeile. Only when a gazlan does a hezek be a dime to the chayfis agozel, so that constitutes a duplication, a repetition of the maisek zeile. So in the name, if the listin would take out the behime in order to shoot the behime, in order to kill it, so then, and then before they kill it, it would be mazik, there would be chayef. But here the Yerushalmi talks of the case where the listin took out the behime in order that the behime should get lost by itself to cause a hazard memeira to the behime. So memeira, that wouldn't constitute a duplication of the maisa gzeira. So memeira, it's not lokha nasle gezeira. So memeira is not chayav to pay. So now, Teisa says, "Bishlam yisavah shmur da agboi tzorech nisachu tzvei, di efshach yisod le agboi, avo hosom efshach la achila bele agboi, di boi gochim di ochil." In other words, over there, so he didn't take the chilef chaveira in order to be mazik. He took the chilef chaveira in order to appropriate for his own use.
Eat it.
So he's a regular gazlan. You don't have to resort to the halacha of Rabbi Daftarik Chesim Bovakame, that if somebody makes a kinyan in a chifetz in order to perform a hezek b'yadayim, so it's considered like lokcha nasle gezo, because of Tavre of Rabbi's din. There it's a regular gzeira. He gazled it or he stole it in order to appropriate it to his own use, to become the baron of it, not to be mazik. All right, he'll eat it, he'll destroy it too. But then he'll destroy it because the way a baron destroys when he eats something. So the kinyan was a das to dazzle it. So maybe we say, "Din of chalbis of chavir of yochle, shir chayef," so he becomes mechuyev solely on the basis of the chichet, not on the basis of what he intends to do. Whether he did it or not he did, he'll also be chayav. Suppose somebody steals or he does a chilat and then he decides not to eat it, he will not be chayav, he will still be chayav, because it's a regular gzeira. So seems there we have a regular Gzeira, and it's not a Gzeira on the basis of the thing that he expects to do to the Chayim. Somebody steals Chayim. He's a regular Ganef, he's a regular Gazlet. So then we, and then he eats it. So how can we say, come the Rabbi? It's a regular Gazlan. The Mechayev is the Agbore. Whether he is or not he did, doesn't make any difference. Because he stole it in order to appropriate his own use. Whether he is or not he did, he's a Gazlan, he's a Ganef. So Mele, he became a Chuyev solely, exclusively, on the basis of the Kirche. It was a Kirche on Masle Gezlo, pure and simple. Not a Kirche on Masle Aziko, but a Kirche on Masle Gezlo, pure and simple, like every Ganef, like every Gazlo. Like every Gazlo. Somebody steals vegetables from his store. He steals meat from the butcher. So then he eats it. So he's hired because he ate it. He stole it. He dazzled it. So the Mechayev is the Likicha itself. Some Mele Shmuel is made there that we can't apply the Aloha of Kamun Rabbi because it's not big. The Chiyuv Mamun takes effect at the time of the Agbore. Whether we do it or not, it's not important. Who cares? He decided to eat it. Suppose he decided not to eat it. Suppose he decided to keep it as, in the freezer, never to eat it. So he'll still be high. It doesn't make any difference. It was a real Gzeira. It is a Kirche on Nasr Gezer. But then he ate it. So that's not a mice. That's not a Mechayev. It's not a factor in his Chiyuv Mamon. The eating is a factor in his Chiyuv Kores. But not in the Chiyuv Mamon. Mashein came in the case where somebody picks up a barrel of wine solely in order to be Nasr Lavrizar. Solely. So then it's not a regular Gzeira. It's not a Likicha on Nasr Gezer. It's a Likicha on Nasr Hazika. But there is a special halacha, the Gemara of Rabbi, the Tzadik Chos, that if a person takes out the Mabur from Shimon's hand, Reuben takes out Shimon's hand, with the intention to throw it into the arm, so then it's also a Gazlan. And the Chaim makes a distinction, because there is a stira between the Gemara of Tzadik Chos and the Yerushalayim at the beginning of Akenes, that Reisham or Shuitzir listim on Masle Gezer, Avaritzir on Masle Abdo is Potter. So we see that when does one become a Gazlan of a Behemah? Only if he takes it out on Masle Gezer to appropriate it to his own use. But if he takes it out in order he should get lost, he's not a Gazlan. And here he takes a Mabur in order to throw it into the Yam. It should be destroyed. So it's also Gazlan. So Rabbi makes a distinction. Over there on that Tzadik Chos, he takes it in order to commit, it has a Biadayim. There in Yerushalmi, he takes it with the intention to commit to occasion, it has a Gemara. So, when does he, in order to be Gazlan, he has to be Likei out of Hefetz, on Nasr Gezer. Not, but, so why on Nasr Aziko, he's also a Gazlan? Because of Rabbi Saloche. Tavrei Shasri Mishalem Dalet, but he shaited the Kogozler. Not as the Ksei says, Misad Mazik, because that's the halacha, that he might say Hezik, and he chifet sa gozo. And the gozo constitutes a duplication and a repetition of the Maizik Zeyr. And by Ganef it constitutes a duplication and a repetition of the Maizik Neve. So Mimele is considered Lot Omas Lebezo. But only in Maizik Hezek Yadayim constitutes a duplication, a repetition of the Maizik Neve and Maizik Zeyla. But a Hezek Neve does not constitute a duplication, a repetition of the Maizik Neve or the Maizik Zeyla. Some Neve in the case, so that's why Tesis says, the Sorash Mea Bezoch Nisach Utrei, the Efshar Niso Bleagbe, Avahosam Efshar Achir Bleagbe. So here's the Kashi, but just as over there it's Efshar to eat it and become a Chuyev Kores without Agbe, so here too it's Efshar to roll the bottle or the barrel on the floor without and Bichal of Musa Mitzad Nasir, and without making the Agbaya, the answer is, over here, so there was no actual Maisek Zera, because actual Maisek Zera means a Likichas Achifet San Nasir Gezer, but not on Nasir Abit. But on Naslabi, the dying, then it's considered a Likicha Nasl Gezra because of Rabbis Halacha, because of Azlach. So the Mechayev is both, not only the Agboye, but the Agboye plus the ultimate Hezek Yadayim. Because if not for the fact that the ultimate Hezek Yadayim will constitute a duplication of the Maisek Zeireh, then it would be like Lokhom Aslavdo was the Yerushalmi. The only difference is because over there there is no Hezek Yadayim, so it's not Lokhom Aslavdo. And over here there is Hezek, the ultimate Hezek is a Hezek Yadayim, and the Hezek Yadayim by Gazlan is considered a duplication of the original Maisek Zeireh, so Mimele is considered Lokhom Aslavdo. So we have two mechayim. We have the mechayim of the mais, the Agbor now and the Nisach later on. Because, and since at the time of the Nisach it will be Bibne, so Meir is still coming around. In other words, we have two mechayim here. Because here, in order to be chayev, Mitzad Gazlan, so we have to be Mitzarev, the ultimate Hezek Yadayim. So Meire, there are two mechayvim, there are two factors that make him liable. The Kinyan, but the Kinyan is not a Kinyan on Nasl Gezlo unless it will be coupled with the Hezek Yadayim later on. And the Hezek Yadayim is an essential ingredient in the Maisek Zeireh. Because without the Hezek Yadayim later on, which is simultaneous with the Chi of Nise, so then he won't be chayav, because then it will be just lokhonas lavdo, like the Yerushalmi Nakenes. Why is it different from the Yerushalmi Nakenes? Because by Gazlan, Hezek Yadayim is a duplication of the original Maisek Zeireh. So mainly it's considered the time of the Agboye, it's Agboye and Nasl Gezro. But you have to be mitzar of it. The future Maisa Hezek Yadayim, the Nisuch, and that Nisuch is simultaneous with the Chiyuv Nisuch, so Meila we say come around. This is the Pshat Nisuch. All right.
Marvelous work.
We finish the Gemara after the Lord said is that she is going to Achaim at the end of the Medallah. Okay. But we said we didn't go over the small cases. They do zonis. So the Kriya mentions in zonim among the Chavdala Dabas Nizik. In zonim. Pio Shriva, the Afilushira Mal Pio in zonim in Chayavi. The Shaya Benomen Kasha Zoman Beloi Kasha Osu. The Efsha Bechazore. The Rimi Forash Litzorich Lai Taime די גאב נאמע מחיל אין די קרחינה די גאב נאמע אין שינדין ווי הוד אמרים אין די מאקס הוד אין רגן היימ שמד הוסם אין שינדין סו בוף דא גיב אין דא רי אגרי דא בנאמע אין יבן פיע רדי פייט בזנס מחיידן לטס זיי to pay the sentence on Ramaz. So and then the Eidim came in Ramazi, the original Katerin. So he retired the English Bazaar. Both of them. But even after he paid, even if the Azonah took place, after the Eidim paid the money, so still there is a deal of Kashazam. The question is why? So according to Rivol, because by no means it's never kashos, because it can be restored. Mise cannot be resurrected, but no means can always be restored, so there is never a situation of kashos. And here there's the reward. And the Rish says, no, by no means if you pay this old source. But the reason is why we say Kasha more. Kasha. Last Kasha. Kasha Zom, last is lost, not Kasha also. Because he mentioned Madin, because otherwise there would be Kalachina. If he is higher than the case of Zoma, in the case of also, he should certainly be higher. But in Ishmael, that moment is Ishmael. Where the moment is Ishmael and the moment is not Ishmael, is in a chlokes. Tasteless, the first tasteless, and that doesn't do a comma says that there is a chlokes between our Gemara and the Mechil. According to the Chilpa, we apply in Ishmael to moment as well, and according to our Gemara. So we don't apply the halacha of Ishmael to moment. So by moment it's Ishmael. But as Ross says, that there is no steer, only Baya was in Ishmael. But moment in general is Ishmael. So in other words, the we apparently agrees with the Ashba. The we agrees that the we apparently agrees with the Ashba that by no means it's ancient Adin and the Chilta that says Gabbeya. In ancient Adin, the Rashba says that's only Beya because the Beya is passive and then easy comes to the Mazi. So Beya is in ancient Adin. Mashe Inkin, Gabi Momain. So then, Momain in general, it's ancient Adin. It's ancient Adin. So more by the Zenimi, he's chief to pay, even if he has only to praise after he paid. And not because of the reverse time, because that's Shem HaZor, so it's always Zoman, it's never also. It is also, but also, he's also high. Also, he's also high. So in other words, so when Dagi says that also is high by Momin, because by Momin is ancient Adin, so that can accord with Teisa Shitti, it certainly can accord with Teisa Shitti, because Teisa Shitti is our Gemara holds the tension in Adin Momin. How about the Rashba Shitti who says that by Momin is an ancient Adin? By Momin is that there is no steer, and the Rashba says there is no steer, that generally speaking by Momin is ancient Adin. When the Mechilta gets only Beya, but we explain the Rashba Shitti. Why is Beya distinguished? Because by Beya, inasmuch as he's passive and the Nizek comes to the Mazik, so then the Mechayev is the Maisa Avera for Ishmael. Other Mazikin where he's active and the Mazik comes to the Nizek, so we don't have to resort to the Avera of the Mazik. Without Avera. He's mechuyev to pay for any damage that he caused, without an avera, even if it's better or more. Mashim kim beya. So there, since he's passive, and Nize comes to the mazik, so without the fact that there is an avera for Yishmael, and he wouldn't be chayev. He's only chayev because of the avera for Yishmael. But other mazikim, it's not based upon the avera for Yishmael. So Mele, do we have to say that the Rishite can only accord with Teis Rishite? Because Teis Rishite is that according to our Gemara in ancient Adin doesn't apply to the Nemomenes. So Mele, the Rishite can agree with it. Mashein ki according to the Rashba, that in ancient Adin does apply to certain Nemamnes, to Beya, but it does in Ishmael Adin, but it doesn't apply to other Mizikin. Why? Because he's active and the Mazik comes to the Mizik. But here we are dealing with the Nizemimim, and the Nizemimim now. So, and the Gemara says that this price holds like Rabbi Akiva, that in Zayn is Knas. So in Zayn is Knas, according to the Lomdes, according to the Lomdes of Tisvez, that there is no difference between Bea and Adam Azikin. And but there is a machloke between our Gemara and Rashba. According to our Gemara, the Kesakos of an Enshim Nadin doesn't apply to the Mamanes. So all the Mamanes, it's Enshim Nadin. Some melee that he could go along with Teis Veshite. Because in Enshim Nadin doesn't apply to the Mamanes. Masha'inki, according to Rashba, who says there is no machloke. And the Mechilte agrees with Al Gemara agrees with the Mechilte in regard to Be'er. And the Mechilte agrees with Al Gemara in regard to Adam Azikin. Why is Be'er different? Because Be'er is based upon the Ma'is Avera. But here in Zim is Knas. Knas is certainly based upon the Ma'is Avera. That's how the Rambam says the Mitzvah is defines Knas. That is an Enish, it's a monetary Enish. In other words, there is an Enish of Mise, there is an Enish of Golas, there is an Enish of Malkes, and there is an Enish of Momin. That's Knas, Kifu, Talvei, Meitz Shemra, Meizuz, Mufate, Chamish Mizuz. So, an Enish of Maisa, Knas is certainly based upon Maisa there. In Momin we can consider, is it based upon Maisa there? It's not based upon Maisa there. But according to the Rashba, there is no Machlokes between Mechilt and Al Gemara, so that means it all depends. According to Mechilt and according to Al Gemara, if it is together Enesh, it's based upon Ma'is Avera, then Enesh Madin. And Be'er is together, is based upon Ma'is Avera. But if it's not based upon Ma'is Avera, it's not going to do Ma'is Avera, even when it's Be'er Gomo, he still is responsible to pay for the damage that was caused to him. So then it's Enesh Madin, it's not an Enesh. Now, but according to the Rashba, so where it is partakes of the nature of Enish, then it's Enish Madin, and that's Be'er. Allah has come to Hamad, the Muslim that is Knesset Amish, is certainly based upon Maisafir. So, in other words, the Be'er can only accord with Teis Veshite, but cannot accord with Rav Veshite. Because according to the Rashba, so where it's based upon Maisafir, then we say in Enish Madin, and Knas is certainly based upon Maisafir. So the Be'er can only accord with Teis Veshite. And that's all right, because the whole case was that base is the sheet of the Be'er. The Baratis is a Be'er, but it's the sheet of the Be'er. So one is in line with the other. Now, so here, the Be'er and the Be'er, they both agree that even Shirei, so there is an Enish Hazomim. But the question is why? So according to the Be'er, because it's not also, it's still Zomim because Hashem Hazor. According to the Be'er, it is also. It's not Zomim, but also is also high. But both agree that by Muzimim there is a Din Lazomim even if Shirei. However, Shimon Kubetz just mentioned the name of Rabbi Yehuda Rosson, he's Chelik, and he says, when is the Chayev? When are Rabbi Zim Chayev if the Azomet took place before the paid? But if the Azomet took place after the paid, then it is Zim on that Chayev. He's Chelik. So as far as the time of Enish Madin is concerned, so he holds, like the Rashba, that wherever it's based upon the Ma'is Avera, So then we apply, so we get our Einish, so we apply the din of Einish Madi. So in Leila we say, Kashos Amam Bele Kashos, Kashos Amam Bele Kashos. And as far as Efshem Chazor is concerned, so Rabbi Yosson agrees with the Ri, that the fact that it's Efshem Chazor does not mean that it's still Kashos Zaman, well, right, it can be restored. But the fact is that it was paid, so the mail is considered Kashos. Now, but all these Rishonim, they agree that there is a Machlokes, Rabbi Yosson, and the Ri and the Rivor, so like between the Rivor and the Ri, why Ilim Zim Machai Efim Nilgasome took place after the Tashim? And Rabbi Yonosan holds that in Achname, it does not apply the Din Azome, if the Azome took place after the Tashim. But the Gabi Malkes, it seems everybody agrees that we apply the Aloha of Kashosom and Kashos. Because Teisa discusses whether by knowing we apply Hashem Kashos, but Malkes, so the implication is definitely we say Kashos and Kashos. But the Rambam Shit is not only by knowing we don't apply the Aloha for Kashos and Kashos, even by Malkes we don't apply the Aloha for Kashos and Kashos. The Rambam in Perikhoch Mil Chasidus Halach Aleph and Bey says Ein Edim Zeynin Yarogin V'Loi Loikin V'Loi Mishalmin As Yiyu Shneyem Ruin Leidus V'Yazumu Shneyem Ahashinim Adi Aval Muzam Echot Mem Bilvat Oy Shehuzmu Shneyem Kegen Madin, Yachad Madin, Gnim Zeachem and Korah with Postle, Einemosh, Afalpisha Husmu, Vinitzlu, Lecholede Shabatil. Nea then Alchabes, Nea Abzoshi Yolov, Vaka Husmu, Eina Rogin Radi, Shenema Akasha Zoma Blasis, Vadai Mioso, Vidoros and Piagavoy. All the Rishon mentioned the expression, Kasha Zoma Kasha, even though this expression is not found explicitly in the Gemara. But all the Rishonim mentioned, Rambam, Rashi, Tesis, all the Rishonim in Betzes, they mentioned Kashazon HaKashos, so it's a little pushed. But in Gemara, the expression Kashazon HaKashos is never found. We soon see a Rosh Hashanah. Whole game of Ragi. But the Gemara doesn't mention that the reason is because Kashazon HaKashos. But Rishonim said, Tesis, Rashi, Makis, the Dabbeis, Base of a base, the first line. Oma seikol niskal eidim shalav yuzmo atchimu aramidin vahakin huzmo ino rogin ki damrimo yifir kim hogin rogin dikhsif kasha zoban vloy kasha osa. Oh, Hashem mentioned it. But let's see whether this is mentioned by the Gemara. It's magal bepumadim shikazom kasha osa. Who doesn't know that? But the Gemara doesn't mention the expression kasha zoban kasha osa. Let's see the Lashon HaMishnah. That hey of a base. In a zinni na rogin achi gomer adin. Shaz dukin engin achi yorik. The zdukin, they were killed with Yosha Balpeh. So of course, they did not accept the aloche, that hogin rogin. But not only they did not accept the aloche, hogin rogin, they said that the only case where we do meet our din shazome is dafkeh. But Nigmar Adin, we don't meet our finish. Just the reverse of the Allah. Shaz Dukim Eimel Machi Erik, Shemona nefesh, what's their makia? Nefesh, first says by Zim, nefesh nachas nefesh, that means that the person is dead. Omrem chachomim vay tuamena vasis anu ikashon zomam vasis lochiv vay ochiv kayo. The Torah says vasis anu ikashon zomam vasis lochiv, if you say that the aloche of a azome is only when the nidin was already executed, how can the Torah say vasis anu ikashon zomam vasis lochiv, it doesn't exist anymore? So from the Gemara it's mashma that how do we know that kasher also is potea? Because the Torah talks of a case where dochev is kayam. When is dochev kayam? If he wasn't executed. If he was executed, so then the dochev is not kayam. But they ask a good question, how can we say that even without